I'm going to talk about the PTXD gene in combination with phosphite serves as a highly effective selection system in plant. So we are proposing new selection system. It is non-herbicidal and non-antibiotic selection system. And we are validating the system in different crops. And today I'm going to present the use of this system to select the transgenic events in cotton. In this presentation, I am telling these three terms very frequently, P phosphorus, PI phosphate, and PHI phosphite. World Food and Agricultural Organization estimates that food production has to be increased by 70% by 2050 to fulfill the requirements of 9.1 billion people. And agricultural production is affected by several factors such as extreme climates and reduction in cultivable land due to urbanization, land degradation, and water scarcity. Genetically modified crops can play an important role in fulfilling the future demands as well as addressing those concerns. However, many countries are reluctant to accept the crops which have been generated with the use of antibiotic or herbicide resistance genes. And there is also some concerns of possible risk of horizontal gene transfer from plants to soil and gut microbes, leading to increased spread of antibiotic resistance genes. And there is also concerns related to the pollen flow from the crop to compatible wild relatives, resulting in the creation of super weeds. The PTXD gene, it is derived from the bacteria Pseudomonas strugeri. It encodes the phosphide oxidoreductase, which can catalyze the phosphite to phosphate. And this enzyme, in combination with phosphite selection, provides an alternative system for generating transgenic plants without the use of antibiotic or herbicide resistance genes. And plant can utilize phosphate as a source of phosphorus. Cells expressing the PTXD can survive by converting phosphite to phosphate. These cells should be easily selected from the transformed cells that are unable to utilize phosphite. This property makes the PTXD phosphite a potentially universal selection system in plant. And as you know, phosphorus is one of the major macronutrients for plants and is also non-renewable resource, and it may last only 70 to 200 years if present use is maintained. And phosphate bioavailability is reduced due to high reactivity of phosphate with soil components, and some of the microorganisms, they rapidly convert phosphate to the organic forms that cannot be utilized by the plants. Therefore, this PTXD phosphite system can be used as a selection system to generate the transgenic plants, as an alternative source of phosphorus, and as an alternative method for weed control. So in this presentation, I am only focusing on this part. We can use this system as a selection system to generate the transgenic plants. In our laboratory, we use two binary vectors, LCT-122 and LCT-123. As you see, the tDNA of LCT-122 contains PTXD expression cassette and BAR-gene expression cassette, as well as GFP expression cassette. Therefore, the transformed cell can be selected either in phosphite, because PTXD can metabolize phosphite to phosphate, or PPT. And then those cells can also be visualized with GFP. So agrobacterium-mediated transformation was performed on different explants, like explants from cotyledon, hypocotyl, and petiole. And these are the images taken after 3 weeks of selection on phosphite medium. As you see, small calli are growing from the cut end, and those green calli are transformed calli. So this is the bright field image, fluorescence image, and there are two set of pictures. And this is, as I already told, we have both BARGene and PTXD gene, so the transformed cells can also be selected with the PPT medium. And here also you can see the small calli are growing from the cut end of the explant, and those green looking calli, they are the transformed calli because we have GFP also there. And in our lab, we are using kanamycin selection usual basis to generate the transgenic cotton events. Therefore, we would like to compare this kanamycin selection with the new selection system, that means phosphide selection. And as in the phosphide selection, in the kanamycin selection also, we saw the small calli and transformed calli after 3 weeks of selection in kanamycin. And this is the culture plate, and you can see there are rapidly growing calli and small, and they just stop growing, some of the calli. And the picture was taken after 3.5 months of selection on phosphide. And when we observed those calli under fluorescence microscope, we saw the dark, bright green color of them, those rapidly growing calli. However, those small calli, they are reddish in color. So they are the transgenic calli, and these may not contain the functional tDNA. So we just consider those rapidly growing calli as the putative transformants and move forward for the experiment. And here we compare phosphide selection and PPT selection, you see these are the pictures taken after 5 months under either phosphide or PPT selection. This top panel, they are the friable calli, and these are the embryogenic calli. And after several rounds of selection, those transformed calli are enriched in the medium. So most of the calli, they are transformed. And these small embryo are producing from these calli. And this is the overall scheme for the plant transformation, selection, and regeneration. And during the selection process, the phosphite in the media was replaced with phosphide. And this is the overall result. This is the violin dot plot, and we are comparing four selection system. These hygromycin and kanamycin, they are the usual common selection system to generate the transgenic plants. And this PPT, it is also used to as a selection marker to generate the transgenic plants. And this phosphite is the new selection system. So when we compare the percentage of excised event under phosphite selection system, this percentage of excised event is significantly more than with the PPT selection, and it is comparable with this kanamycin and hygromycin selection. And similarly, the percentage of embryogenic events is significantly more in the phosphite selection compared to PPT selection, and which is similar with kanamycin and hygromycin selection. And these are the regenerated events, and the percentage of regenerated events is significantly more in the phosphite selection compared to PPT selection, and which is similar with kanamycin and hygromycin selection. So from this result, we can clearly tell that phosphite selection is as good as commonly used these two negative selection systems, they are kanamycin and hygromycin selection. The plants generated with PPT selections were tested with the PCR using the PTXD gene specific primers, and out of 25 plants tested, all 25 were PCR positive. However, under the phosphide selection, out of 42 plants generated, 41 were positive and 1 negative. Just we got 1 skip. Even though there is just 1 skip, this is really good efficiency in the positive selection system. And we also perform southern blot analysis to see the T-DNA integration in different transgenic events. And we also perform northern blot analysis to see the expression of the PTXD gene in different transgenic events. So this is the negative control, and this one is null segregating line. And you can see the different level of expression in different lines. So in conclusion, high efficiency of PTXD expressing lines were obtained under phosphide selection, and PTXD phosphide is a very effective positive selection system for generating the transgenic plants with equal or higher transformation efficiencies compared to the commonly used negative selection systems. And in this selection system, just it requires replacing phosphate with phosphide. There is no media optimization and no further additional steps are required. And molecular analysis on the regenerated plants confirm the efficacy of the system in recovering cotton transformants. And PTXD expressing transgenic cotton plants in combination with phosphide can be used as an alternative and effective way to manage weeds. So we are doing this experiment also in our lab. And this system has the potential to address concerns related to the use of herbicide or antibiotic resistant genes as a selectable markers, and herbicide resistant weeds and creation of super weeds, and overuse of phosphorus and agricultural runoff. With this, I would like to thank Kirti Rathore, Leanne Eugenia, and Madhusudana from Texas A&M University, and our collaborators Luis and Damar from Mexico, and our funding agencies Texas AgriLife Research and Cotton Incorporated. Thank you. So if any questions?
Yes.
Three point five months after selection in the phosphate medium. So as those calli, they can metabolize phosphate as a source of phosphorus, so they grow rapidly than the other calli because they can't use phosphorus source. So they get the phosphorus starvation. That's why they are not growing at all, slow growing, or they just stop growing. That's why other look rapidly growing. As they have the PTXD gene, so PTXD can metabolize phosphate. Yeah. 3.5 months in the selection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, compared to the other one. Yeah, thank you.